Hey, coming up on Tech News Today, we've been digging through the archives, finding the best moments from all year, thanks to you in part, and we're going to play them for you in our Best of 2013 show next.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Tech News Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Tech News Today for Tuesday, December 24th, 2013. Welcome to Tech News Today. I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm Sarah Lane.
I'm Aya Zucker.
And I'm Jason Howell.
And this is the show that is in the holiday times, which means we're breaking from our normal format. And we're going to do what has become a regular tradition and show you some of the best clips from 2013. Now, folks have been sending us ideas for this all year long because we've been asking for them. And Jason has been plowing through that mountain of clips. You found some good stuff.
No, it was great. Actually, this year, I have to say, was one of the least painful best ofs. I've been doing 7 years of best ofs now, and this was the least painful because I finally learned my lesson to collect them throughout the year as we go along and not leave it all till the very end. But man, you know, I had a bunch of really good pre and post show clips, particularly, and then everybody sent in a bunch of mid show clips that ended up in this best of. It's really great. It's a great combination of things.
Well, I don't want it to seem like Jason did all the work on his own. Ayaz and I also helped a lot.
Yeah, we talked a lot about what would be the best thing for the show, and he really did a lot of work. We have the emails, and thanks to the viewers for sending in all those timestamps. One guy sent in a really detailed timestamp thing. Great PDF.
A PDF?
Love you, PDF guy.
I'm serious.
Love you.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, yeah, we all pitched in, obviously. You can tell by the serious nature of our approach here. But you don't want to hear us talk about it. You want to see it. So let's start off with something from early this year.
TV's Egon. Fact that you went back there earlier and rearranged things shows just how much rendering power you have.
Yeah, totally.
We put all of our money into
Motion tracking, and like Alex Lindsay's involved, and there's all these. It's just a big green panel with a bunch of X's on it. It's keyed in real space.
Oh wow! Yeah.
See, the only way we're going to believe you, Tom, is if you get into that chimney and climb up. Okay.
I get in the fireplace.
Or, you know, the fireplace and climb up the chimney.
He is wearing a motion tracker.
Yeah, the whole thing is fake. All I've shown by doing that is that this entire thing is fake.
Yeah, Tom isn't even Tom. He's just a little short guy in a motion tracking suit. Just ping pong balls everywhere.
What's a good 90s alt song?
Anything like for Lisa Loeb?
Courtney Love.
Korn.
What about Nope.
These are bands. We're not even. You said song.
That was worth it.
It's funny because for me, 4K, I'm thinking that it'd be a really great 3D experience because you're going to get two 2K images if it's all passive instead of the active shutters of televisions these days. You can get active or passive, but you get lower res with the passive. So I'm thinking in the next couple of years, we'll see 2K 3D, which is just 4K TV. So I'll just stop with the acronyms ASAP.
We didn't get that impression at all when we were looking at, you know, the photos. Oh, look, my cat's in them. All right. Well, anyway, looks like I have another co-host today. And all of that stuff is just stripped out, and I can actually absorb some of these product announcements, from a little bit of a safe distance.
Yeah, obviously, cat's more exciting than CES.
The cat electronic show.
Well, I certainly hope kids aren't bullying each other over who's got an iPad versus a Chromebook, but it probably happened somewhere because kids are horrible.
As are people. They're just little people. Or some of these people who just took it to extreme in buying gift cards when you know that that's not what this was meant to be used for. Yeah, I agree.
Eloquently said. I can't add anything to that.
That's actually a pretty brilliant insight. It's just blah, 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 blah.
Brazilian regulators have ruled that Apple does not have exclusive rights to use the term iPhone trademark in the country. The decision is the result of a local company called Gradiente Electronica registering the name in 2000. My Brazilian
accent is not very good.
Okay. Researchers at Universidad Carlos Tres de Madrid.
That was bad.
Have developed a new system. Okay, I just want to make you feel better.
That was a good show.
Well, this was fun. Yes. Yeah. It's always nice
we should
to
do this again.
On. Do you want to do it tomorrow? Do you guys have
time? What time?
I'm not busy.
10 to 11?
I'm free.
Roughly?
I think I can make that work.
Really?
That'd be fun. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Can you squeeze us in?
We should ask Jason if he could join us too.
Jason, you want to do the show tomorrow?
Yeah, 10:30. Same 10:30.
Is that just a little too late?
Why, you have to wash your hair or something?
Yeah. Wash your hair.
But yeah, you don't have as much hair as you used to. I think you could probably squeeze it in before 10.
Yeah.
So maybe,
you don't need to take half-hour showers anymore.
Tomorrow, Friday.
I don't know that.
Friday, we'll see about Friday. We'll see
yeah,
if we like.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Let's,
yeah,
let's
right.
Not commit let's ourselves
take it one day at a time.
Get through Thursday before we commit to Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, it is Friday.
Might be busy.
You know, actually, Robert in the chat room brings up a good point. We should ask the audience if they're free tomorrow at 10.
They're only
paying. If they're not, we can give them a variety of other options.
That's
to
true.
Watch or listen, download, yeah. Stream, anything.
Yeah, maybe if they're not free at the time we're free, they can get it on demand somehow.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Right. So if you can't make it, we'll just put it at, I don't know, like twit.tv.
You have like 30 choices to watch this content mm-hmm. for free.
Right. And
yeah, what's Spotify's problem? We should figure it all out.
We should also have it just constantly streaming, like in reruns, too. So if they didn't want to download it.
Don't get greedy.
Oh, can't do that?
That's interesting. So wait, so you guys are suggesting we just make the show available in as many ways as possible?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
God, we're the biggest nerds ever.
Sarah, do you think this is going to change this whole horrible window system that's going on right now? Because I think it's silly that, oh, wow, New Girl came out yesterday. I have to wait till the morning to watch it because it might run at a certain time and somebody has to.
Is that your favorite show?
I just watched
New
it
Girl?
This morning.
Okay. It's really good.
I enjoy it.
Funny show.
It.
Yeah. It's funny.
It's not my favorite show.
Well, okay.
Anyway. Window.
I think it'll be interesting.
Joining us today, very happy to have Lauren Good, reporter from All Things D, back on the show. How's it going, Lauren?
Oh, hey guys. Sorry, I was just reading a dead tree book. I don't know if you remember these, but I updated the iOS and it didn't go away, so it's pretty good right now. But I'm great. How are you guys? Thanks for having
me. The resolution on that looks amazing.
Yeah, it's really great. And the cool thing is you can pretend to be really hip on the subway when everyone sees what you're reading. I'm great.
Does that happen now? It used to be like if you pulled out something like an iPad on the subway, everyone would look at you like, whoa, what is that? Now everybody's got that. If you pull out an actual book, do people go, oh, wait, what is that?
Right. Everyone thinks you're just doing it for show.
What kind of iPhone cover is that?
It's a smartphone app that uses a phone's camera to analyze your urine and check for various medical conditions. It's called UCHECK, U-C-H-E-K, and Mishkin and Gawale showed it off using an iPhone to detect the presence of 10 elements like glucose and nitrites and diagnose 25 different health issues. By the way, I have to clarify now, you don't pee on the phone.
You take the camera.
A picture of a... of a container afterwards.
I'm not featuring this on i5. The Ouya gaming console, Android gaming console, is going to start shipping to those who have backed it on March 28th. I know that's going to make you happy, Ayaz.
I will be thrilled.
You seem thrilled.
I didn't back it.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I backed out of backing it. Tom backed it.
Oh, Tom backed it. I always get you backers confused.
Yeah. We all back alike. Let's check the inbox.
Incoming message.
I am a backist.
We got
everybody who likes a product that's not popular has this reaction to anyone ever talking about it. Because when a product is not popular or it's in a declining or small market share, the way you talk about it is, but this thing's really small and it's not rising. And if you like it, it's got a sympathetic air of like, it's sad. I wish they would get better. And if you don't like it, you're like, good, I hope it dies. But anybody who likes the product is always going to take exception to that. So you just like something that doesn't have a large market share, and that's the way it's going to appear to you until it gets a large market share. Ask the old-time Apple fans who felt exactly the way you did about Apple in the 90s, and now they're riding high on the iPhone, and everybody's shooting targets at them. Why does Apple get all the positive love? Because they're big and they're huge. That's the way fanboyism works, and I apologize for humanity.
Well, I appreciate your definition and making it clear because I've never had anybody so succinctly explain a fanboy to me before until today. That was fantastic.
That's why I never love anything. Because its market share may decline.
Is Eileen aware of this?
Her market share is huge. She doesn't have anything to worry about.
I think it's hilarious that one of the tenets of Google Glass is nothing unexpected. Because if the app is the apps are unregulated like Android, I guarantee you there'll be the scare the S out of you app where you're just walking along and all of a sudden you're like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, ah! You know, like the just scare you unexpectedly during your day, which will be hilarious. Just like the little girl from The Ring, like pops up in your ear.
So you have this like, hey, you might be interested in this story from your friend that mentioned it on this. It'll pop up in your eye,
right,
or in your browser,
and you choose the Ring theme for your Google Glass, and it's her telling you all of these.
That's
things.
Why you have to like, pay for the
there's great sandwiches at this place.
The sound of cabling.
The sound of cable.
Hello, bitrate, my old friend. Is your throughput bad again?
Come to throttle me again.
Because you have a frayed wire ending. And those packets you aren't sending. But it doesn't matter because you are using Skype.
TNT behind the podcast. And that's when it all fell apart. Tom's ooh-yeah use.
Tom's coffee addiction.
Started to cause problems.
I think
it
would be like a Game of Thrones addiction. Would knock out people. And
right.
It's like, before he knew it, it was 9:59.
Sarah started hanging out with the Game of Thrones crowd. Pre-release events.
Her cats, known as the Yokos of Tech News Today, begin to have undue influence in the lineup every morning.
Did you hear what he said?
Oh, I'm going to make an album.
Jason got heavily involved in babies.
You and your cats are going to make an album.
I'm going to call it
Angus.
I don't know.
Name it Angus, because like TNT. And AC/DC.
Double tuna snack.
Double tuna snack.
When Sarah and her cats came out with the competing podcast, Double Tuna Snack, Ayaz began to experiment with Buddhist podcasts.
He listened to the calming things. He seemed to relax, thus destroying the show.
It should be like counselors for packet loss, you know? I wonder if anybody like has post-traumatic stress.
I'm going through the five stages of packet loss.
There's a pamphlet for it.
Wait, that is an XKCD waiting to happen. The five stages of packet loss. Like check the modem, like refresh your browser.
Yes, totally.
No, walk outside.
Well, don't be in denial. Denial is the first one. It's like, this can't be happening. Then there's acceptance. I need to go outside.
Negotiation?
Go to the mall.
Negotiation.
When you go to the mall with your phone looking for Wi-Fi.
Well, actually, denial would be denial of service.
I wish Skype had like more than just that British call test lady.
She's so friendly and always picks up.
And hello, and welcome to Skype's call testing service. Everything's better with a British accent.
Oh, a British accent.
Yes.
Actually, soon they're going to get Steve Ballmer to record it.
Hey, you reached Skype. Is it working? Talk to me.
Don't make me throw a chair at you.
You're cute.
Oh, now she stopped. I almost had the
vibe. I swear, that's going to be our next fatso.
I don't know what that means.
Like, the cutest Paranormal Activity flash frame ever.
Yes.
Lindsay, awesome stuff. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks, and good luck to you, Jason.
Thank you. I
appreciate
that. I
cannot wait to hear the final spec sheet.
I'm sure they will be listed in full on Facebook at some point in the near future.
Awesome.
I'd love to see a Samsung style.
Yeah, right. That would be great, actually.
A little thing you could turn
around. Do we have to add that to Shopper?
You got to pay for that, I think.
Just don't do a review, please.
You can't, not for purchase. Not.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll do a first book.
Okay.
So here I go to tell you the things. This is Tech News Today for Friday, April 12th, 2013.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you ever need to take time off, Tom, we got you back.
We got good. I'm out of here.
Hi.
Hey, Teen Wolf. What's up? Oh, man.
Don't make me laugh. It hurts to laugh.
You're looking a little ragged today, I gotta say.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
We can do the animated version of Darren instead. Let's do that.
Yeah, no, that'll make him laugh, and I don't want to make him laugh.
No, laughing hurts.
You know, Darren, it takes a lot of gall.
Oh, I see what you did there.
So is that what happened?
Yes. Oh.
Actually, it takes almost no gall in your case. Do me a favor and go, how does it feel?
Why? I don't get it.
You look like Bob Dylan with those sunglasses on.
Oh. I'm Googling Bob Dylan right now. I don't have crazy hair like this guy.
No, it's not. Your hair could be a little crazier. You'd have to make it a little crazier to really fit. But
there we
close.
Go. Is that better?
Now you look like Bob Dylan with a hat on.
Now you don't look like Bob Dylan at all.
Sorry. Oh, man, I didn't want to hurt you. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. I hadn't thought about this
part. Leave Darren alone.
We can talk. We can chat. You can just enter the, you know, the social security number into this, you know, halfway down the form if you want. And it's really easy to implement, you know? I mean, it's you add a little JavaScript code and you're off and running.
Do a little dance. Do a little collaboration.
And get down tonight.
Get forms filled out.
Get tonight. Forms filled out.
All right, Nintendo shutting down. All right,
it's part of that song I'm not singing for everyone's benefit.
For the video viewers, I had to allow you to continue to dance until we were done. But
I'm just not sure what to make of Hines sometimes. This is, but he's now he's getting up there in Eric Schmidt quality of quotes. This is pretty up there.
57 varieties of crazy sauce, Hines. Let's take a
now you're just trolling for titles.
Thank you for your charitable laughing.
Tom Lane, you're a cord cutter. What do you think?
Take that back.
Sarah Lane, you're a cord cutter. What do you think?
Unfounded speculation based on absolutely no inside information.
Sure.
What do you think we're going to see?
Well, first of all, frozen yogurt is a really hot space right now. You see a lot of competition, and people have been saying, you know, how's Microsoft going to get into this? They're late to the game. You know, nobody has space in their life for a third frozen yogurt vendor. You look at the size of the Xbox, the Durango. You look at, you know, kind of the areas they haven't hit yet, and I don't know, frozen yogurt. Blogging is a big thing right now. I think Xbox could be a huge blogging platform, and I wouldn't be that surprised to see a proprietary Twitter client on there either. So that's just my take on what could be coming up with the Xbox.
So, console. Kevin, you're saying the Xbox is going to be powered by Froyo? It's going to be running Android this time? Not Microsoft's own thing?
No, you're actually going to bring berries and a liquid milk solution to it and then allow it to make food for you.
So it'll work with BlackBerry phones. Got it.
Meanwhile, Mark and I have dogs. I'm certainly concerned with my dog's health. It's pretty much just lying.
Are you
going to
get your dog a Fit Bark?
Right now, it would register nothing. If I attached it to her.
Is this a live shot or is this a still?
No, that's live.
Okay. I thought Jason had called up a picture. I'm like, that's, oh, there we go. That's a mover.
There we go. Still.
How do I'm just gonna keep going. Best day of my life, right here, right now. Love you, people.
I can't wait to take a look at this, but I'm getting the same thing you are, Sarah. Apparently, everyone's looking at it right now.
Well, I'm glad it's not just me.
It's not
it was working just fine
works
this
for
morning,
me.
And I wanted to show it works for you, huh?
Yep.
Well, aren't you special?
I really am. I even got an exclusive email yesterday saying, hey, it's open to you. I was like, oh, it's open to everybody.
It's probably because we have so many more followers, Sarah.
Probably. Yeah. It's probably because we're verified.
Right. You guys suck.
What's with this loop hate? I'm going to speak on behalf of the loopers. I'm pro loop, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I like the loopiness, that sort of that moment of time preserved over and over again. And you could click away from it when you're done with it. I don't think looping is a big deal. You should at least have the option to loop. Why can't you be loop curious?
I'm pro choice for looping. Like, you should be able to choose whether to loop or not to loop. That is a personal lifestyle choice.
I think it should be the end user. If you like it, you press play again. Look, it loops.
But I don't want to have to press play.
Watch again.
Now, Sarah Lane, I know you're a Giants fan, but can you still appreciate Vin Scully, the voice of the Dodgers?
I thought you said Sarah. I was drinking.
I was giving you the stink eye, but nobody wanted to see it.
I saw it. I got to see it live right here.
I obviously cut to the wrong camera. Really, my apologies.
It was epic. And audio listeners could just hear it.
I was gonna nominate this show for an award too, but I guess not now. Ryan Brushwood, thank you for joining us.
Dude, thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun, except for the part where Jason went to me drinking. I'm just going to drink my drink here.
I thought you were being facetious with that, to be honest.
That was very schwoody of you, Schwood.
See, the extra funny part is I knew not to throw to Brian because Brian is very...
And that's exactly why. Obviously, I missed sports. The name. And when I heard the sports reference, I was like, oh, well, obviously Tom is razzing Brian because he doesn't follow sports.
Yeah, because girls don't like sports because we only like things that are pink.
And math. Girls love math.
And math.
Sarah Lane is close to the biggest Giants fan I know. Possibly the biggest Giants fan.
In stature. And
my mother actually is a bigger Giants fan. But yes, I come from Giants cloth.
She bleeds orange and brown.
Yeah, it's weird, too. It's disconcerting.
You should really visit a medical practitioner about that. I don't think you're supposed to believe those colors.
It was meant to be, guys.
Welcome to Tech News Today. I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm Sarah Lane.
I'm Aya Zachter.
And I'm Jason Howell.
I'm sorry, Jason.
That's okay.
How many times? 786 times we've done this?
It's okay. That's maybe 5 times you've ever messed that up, so it's all right.
Well, it's Canada Day, so everybody's off.
I'm so excited about Canada Day.
Start the month off right with a cutting off Jason.
He's the politest person I could find. Closest to a Canadian.
Today's programming lineup starts at 10 a.m. with Tech News Today, followed by an all-new Mac Break Weekly. At 2 p.m., the Giz Whiz. Before You Buy at 3, All About Android at 5, and the NSFW show at 7 o'clock. Not for the kiddies. This is National Twit Radio.
Smooth jazz. We're going to keep playing the hits. The smooth jazz hits. On the phone. Right here. TWIT. All smooth.
Oh, yeah.
70% chance of smoothness meter is about 70% today.
Tuesday, partly cloudy and smooth.
And smooth. Jazz piano arrangement, Ocarina of Time.
The tech news of yesterday. It makes us think, what would have happened?
If I would have Sony'd instead of Toshiba'd, where would I be?
What if Mario had gone to the Xbox? What if Atari had never folded? What if a Commodore was the IBM of today?
I like the sound of that.
These thoughts and more coming to you on Tech Jazz Today.
Very nice.
Jappa says, I would watch this show.
And finally, the most hottest streaming video for the next 6 months as of today will be host Sarah Lane doing the Harlem Shake. And this is a little... little drawing of Sarah doing the Harlem Shake.
I think we know which print's going to be available.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, heck yeah. We
clean that up a little. Yeah, probably the elf one. Right.
Right, exactly.
Looking good. Look how high I can kick.
Yeah.
Elbows up.
You are the middle of our UK sandwich of guests this week in honor of the royal baby.
That's excellent. I've always wanted to be in. Who am I sandwiched between?
You are between Nate Langson.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. And Ewan Rankin from British Tech.
Oh, well, they're both lovely people. So, you know what? If I have to be sandwiched between two British people, I'll go with them.
Excellent. It's a tasty sandwich. Let's start off. This is not the argument they have to make. This goes well beyond the argument they have to make. I know what you're saying, Ayaz, which is obviously these guys are going to push for things that help their industry out. But this doesn't even help their industry out. All this does is make things complicated for consumers and make things harder. And I would argue, actually, in the long run, will work against their own industry because there's a lot of actual evidence, like actual studies and evidence that show that the lack of the ability to use fair use, the fear of being prosecuted, even if you are executing fair use, and the incredibly long copyright protection term is reducing creativity and innovation and taking money out of the economy. I would like to see that evidence at least considered instead of this, which has zero relevancy and zero actual accuracy. This is just an empty phrase. There's nothing in this. This is not helping at all. Fair use creep? I think we know who the creep is.
Ooh. But I still think there's a lot of merit to trying to, pardon my use of the word merit, trying to replicate what seems to be very successful for YouTube. Not for all of YouTube partners, but some of the upper echelon of video quality and content that is on the YouTube platform has turned into something where people say, oh, this is great content, just like it would be anywhere else. And AOL just wants more of that.
Yeah, I could see them opening up a new lane of content. Pardon the use of the word lane for that sort of.
I don't know. You tell me the last time those carpets were cleaned.
2 years.
2 years. So about when we opened, basically. That makes sense.
Will they match the drapes after they're cleaned?
I don't know. I don't ask those kind of questions. It's a personal thing that.
Between the studio and its floor covering.
Yeah, it's a question I don't feel comfortable asking the studio.
I understand.
If the studio wanted me to know, it would tell me. So,
I don't know. You seem to spend a lot of your time inside the studio.
Let's talk to somebody in normal conversation.
Oh, my God, super update. Oh, my God, it's coming. It's coming. Oh, my God, it's when I downloaded and installed it. Oh, my God.
No, you're listening to Tom Merritt downloading iOS 7.
Wait, is it out?
Anytime he downloads stuff, that's what he does. It's really scary.
Hang on a second. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I will push the green button live.
Watch this.
Don't do it.
Oh, it's early for you, huh? What if I just set the clock?
Oh, my gosh. What am I doing?
No.
Yep, there I am, too. Doing it.
Turn back. Turn
back.
I'll
do it, too. I'm going to hit agree.
No, don't do it.
I'm agreeing.
Wait, you guys, iOS 7. Let's do tech news later.
This is the show where, oh my gosh, I'm totally downloading iOS 7.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, slow.
Yeah, it's really it's a lot since we started the show.
The subscription thing might be an issue, but if you can displace other services, then slowly you can start to move content from those services onto your service as well and off to the races.
My iPhone has gone into the preparing update.
That's why the conversation on this show is so stilted today. It's because, like, yeah.
Everybody except for me, by the way.
Who said the conversation was stilted, Rafe?
What are you talking about?
Because Ewan Rankin is joining us all the way from merry old England and the British Tech Network. How's it going, Ewan?
Le Homa. I'm practicing my Chinese because apparently that's the place to be now. If we can broadcast in Chinese, I'm in.
Ni hao. Wait, that's Japanese. Che Che? Is that Chinese?
Oh, hum ho.
Yeah, I'm
Xiao
really
mei.
Bad.
Xiao mei.
Xiao mei. I'm just, that's a
Xiao me some more Xiao mei, please. All right, enough of that.
If the report is accepted, the changes could be in place by sometime next year, as long as the FAA works quickly to make things better for passengers. Ah, I cracked myself up.
Oh, that's funny. FAA and quickly use them in the same sentence.
Steve Ballmer held his last company meeting as CEO of Microsoft Thursday. He spent an hour talking about things like the Nokia deal and passing the torch to the next CEO. He even got a little sentimental playing Michael Jackson's Wanna Be Starting Something. It's the same song he played at his first company meeting in 1983.
Okay, it's hard.
I'm sorry, guys. I told myself I wouldn't do this. And then he jumped and he screamed. And then this is the truth. He ended his speech with "I've Had the Time of My Life" by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. And then he danced. And he screamed some more. Sarah, just take it.
Okay. All right. Why don't you sit the next couple plays out, champ.
I know you get news off of Twitter. Do you consider it your main news source?
Oh, absolutely not. Because the thing is, Twitter is just a bunch. It's like 140 characters, and I know they're doing lots of things to expand the content you can see in these tweets. But it's effectively, I almost think of it sometimes like RSS, where I could just click a link easily, and I have a bunch of sources or trusted friends who will link to really interesting stories. So while I don't think of it as a news source, more like I've curated an RSS feed again. Facebook, I could see being a lot more for news content, considering you can write a lot more in there, and you can jump out of Facebook in and out a lot easier. But I just don't consider it a primary news source because it can't fully contain a story. And as we do on this show, we have to I have to read several stories to understand if this one report is accurate. So I can't just simply click.
No. So for the exact same reason, it is my number one news source. Exactly.
That's funny.
First thing I do, wake up in the morning, roll over, grab my phone, launch Twitter, make sure nothing's burning down, right? And if there's something that seems to be, ooh, this is a big story, then I have a lot of tiny little links to stories at publications because I follow a lot of reporters or people who would be sharing this sort of thing. I mean, it is absolutely my number one news source, and it is the most real-time source of information that I can get. You see stuff on Twitter before the New York Times gets, updated, even in their digital format. I think that it's definitely a particular way to consume news. It's not for everybody. It can be a little discombobulated. Stuff breaks on Twitter and then gets retracted or tweets get deleted, that sort of thing. So there's a little bit of it's a free-for-all. But I love that about Twitter. Then again, this is my job. So if it was just me hanging out thinking, ooh, is Twitter a fun place to catch up on some news? I think that it takes a certain amount of, a bit of like a news learning curve in order to feel like this is the place for me.
No. That is exactly why I don't. I'm not even kidding you. That is exactly why I don't use Twitter as my main news source, because it is my job. And I feel like I've got to see everything. And on Twitter, I'm going to miss stuff. It just flies by. It's too fast. There's too much going on there. So I want an RSS feed that I can control and know what I've read and what I haven't. And with Twitter, I kind of use that as my casual, like, oh, I find some interesting things out there sometimes. But that's not my news source. That's just supplemental. Sarah, let me run the term phone blit past you, huh? It's not just a phone, a tablet, or even a phablet. It's a phone blit.
Yeah, it makes me want to gouge my own eyes out, actually.
With the rise of the clamshell tablet, or clablet, as I'm sure Samsung.
Nope, that's not
the
cool.
The S-clamblet, actually.
No clablets. That sounds like something that you go to the doctor for.
I had a case, but thankfully penicillin got rid. Enter TNT and Sandman.
Enter TNT. Exit time wasting. Get your stamps without going to the post office.
A Linux worm. We've heard tales of these before, Iaz. What's this one about?
I think we're going to need a Linux chaser first.
It's the Linux chaser.
Found that, Jason?
What?
Somebody found
I don't
that.
Know what you're talking
okay.
about.
I don't know where that came from.
Anyway. It's on the internet. Go search for
it's
it.
It's on the internet. Okay, so let's talk about this Linux worm.
This is appropriate, too, because I wanted to play this just a few seconds ago. There you go.
I'm in a good mood now.
All right.
Someone in the chat room told me it was only like a 5 out of 10 rant.
I thought it was good.
That was early on, though, but I think you got going.
Yeah, you got going. You covered a lot of ground.
It's a ramped up
rant. Because this Gale guy is an a-hole.
Hey, it can still be a very manly show, Mr. Green, even though I'm the only one without a beard.
Do you want me to, I can like shave off half of mine and we can glue it on.
Let's all donate a little bit of our beard to Jason.
I should have shaved what I shaved this morning for you.
Every day, Jason Howell goes without a beard.
We can't let
We
can't let this stand, ladies and gentlemen. So if you call us right now at 260-TNT-SHOW.
The cost of one clipper per day.
You can
bring the Sarah McLachlan.
Should make Jason Howell have a beard.
It's winter here in California, folks. Light, it's cold.
Please. Bare face. Send your clippings now.
Yes. Watch the tears roll down unimpeded off his chin.
Yes. Right into the microphone.
They don't stop up here.
No.
No, they go all the way down.
Nothing to soak them
there
up.
There are droplets on my shirt from where my tears have drifted off my face.
Because remember, people, it's hard to wipe a tear away when there was no beard to stop it.
No beard to stop it.
Guys, you won't believe the amazing technology I've been seeing. There are these cars, and they move all by themselves. There's not a horse to be spotted. A human being
not
has
one
to sit
horse,
behind
Danny,
them. They say
certain?
Someday these cars will drive themselves.
See, are they automobiles? They can't be auto. That is
They're
crazy.
They're referred to as automobiles. One person was predicting that someday a company that makes money running something called a search engine will then use those revenues to create cars that will drive themselves.
What? First we get rid of the horses, then the man? This can't be.
No, I know. What next?
And you run a search engine on petrol, Danny.
Petrol is sort of a new technology. I don't know why anybody would use that. It would lead to all sorts of pollutants in the air and possibly destroy all life as we know it. That would be crazy.
It is my considered opinion that there are tiny horses inside of these machines, and it's all a fraud.
Hence horsepower.
Interesting that you should say that. One person told me that one of these vehicles has a horsepower of 4.
Huh. They fit 4 horses? These must be tiny horses that can fit underneath that metal enclosure. Is that even humane?
Oh, getting a headache.
All right. What's also nice, or it used to be nice, is get 23andMe to tell you things about your genome, but there's less they're allowed to tell now.
Yeah, you know, I happen to know I'm an Irish girl, so I enjoy my bourbon, as Ayaz does
as
well.
I'm Irish, you know. Well, 100% cheers. Irish.
Today we are all Irish in a way. So, you know, on that note.
Clink.
Mm. Mm. Liquid Friday in full effect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm breathing fire right now.
We knew that yesterday. It was cold in here.
Yeah. Maybe we should do this every day. 23andMe is going to stop giving you customers.
This is a genetic disposition somehow.
We all have it, Tom.
Tom, I can't help it. This is just what my people
Please
do.
Don't call out the segue, Tom.
You got to stay warm and you got to stay hydrated. Happy however you can.
My tongue is numb.
Mine too. 23andMe.
Now that was the year that was. Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. And it was delicious. You know, I haven't stopped drinking bourbon since that day.
You know, my cup's empty.
I'm doing a little. I just got a little Irish coffee here.
I can share with you, but
happy holidays indeed.
Happy holidays. Well, thank you guys for watching and listening, especially to those who sent in your nominees for the best of this year. It was a fun time. We had a great year. We really enjoyed bringing you the shows this year, and I hope you can tell that by watching this. Any last words from you guys before we cut out? Because we got predictions to start studying.
Yeah, we do. I love the predictions because we get to not only talk about how bad we predicted things for this year, mm-hmm. but look into the future. But I just want to say 2013 was a really great year. I thought TNT was as good as it's ever been. I love our 4-person crew very much. And
we love you too.
And
agreed.
And it, you know, 2013, man.
Okay. Yeah.
It's going down the books.
I second everything she said.
Mm-hmm. As much as it pains me.
Why you always
to
have
this,
to copy me? I can't work with this guy. Not work with you. I can't even look at you.
Agreement doesn't work for this show.
I can't work with me either.
Come on.
See, I agree with you again.
Every time I try to do something nice.
Yeah. Well, this is a great, it's been a great year.
It has been a really fantastic year, and the best of is just a great way to kind of wrap it up. If you can only keep one episode, because you know there's a lot of hours of Tech News Today in one single year,
keep the best of. It's your best way to get wrapped up in one episode. At least that's why I like making them, because now I have a keepsake for myself.
Well, that does it for us today, but we're not done for the year yet. We have our 2013 predictions results show coming up in 2 days, right, Jason?
Yes, day after tomorrow, day after Christmas.
After tomorrow. We will check in from our predictions from last year and see how close we got. We actually had some good stuff on the mark. I also had some big misses. We'll see all that tomorrow. See you then.
Not enough liquid.
I meant to end like
exactly.
This. There we go.
Yay! That's where we stop.
Yep. Much better.